Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Margaret Whiting from 1946, with a song written by Arthur Schwartz and Leo Robin called Oh But I Do, and that was appeared in the film The Time, The Place and The Girl, released in the same year. We will hear some more from Mr. Schwartz this morning, our songwriter of the day. We're going to hear selections from this very fine composer of popular music, and as I mentioned, that is Arthur Schwartz. Well, he's probably not quite as familiar to contemporary audiences as some other composers of popular music in the 20th century. He did work with several of the great lyricists and produced a significant library of fine songs, many of them going on to become popular standards. Well, he composed songs primarily for Broadway and Hollywood productions, and he is particularly remembered for the songs he wrote during his long partnership with lyricist Howard Dietz. Well, Arthur Schwartz, a little bit of a biographical note. He was born in Brooklyn, New York on November the 25th, 1900. Had a musical education and produced his first song that was published In 1923, he got to know some of the more established songwriters of the day, like George Gershwin and Lawrence Hart, and they were very encouraging in terms of urging him to continue composing, which he did. He went on to have some of his songs appear in a Broadway show called The New Yorkers in March 1927. Well, the following year, Arthur Schwartz took up songwriting full-time, and it was in that year, 1928, that he met and began working with Howard Dietz. I mean, they went on to have a long-standing and very successful partnership in popular song. Well, their first score appeared in Broadway in 1929, and this was followed by several more over the next decade. And we're going to hear songs from some of his earlier shows with Howard Dietz. One of the first shows was called The Little Show. It was in 1927 reviews. We'll hear the song, I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan. And we'll hear it in a recording made quite a bit later in 1947 by Dinah Shaw. Following that review, the team produced a score for a review called Three's a Crowd in 1930. And we'll hear a lovely duet from that show. It's performed in a recording made in 1946 and will be brought to us by Dick Hames and Helen Forrest. And it's called Something to Remember You By. For our third number, we'll actually go back to 1931 to a recording that was made at the time of the review. The review is called The Bandwagon. It was introduced in 1931. Well, we're going to hear a recording that was very popular at the time, and it's made by a young star just rising to the firmament at the time, and that is Bing Crosby. And the song is Dancing in the Dark. Three songs from the pens of Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. And we'll hear now Dinah Shaw with I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan.
To change my plan, I should have realized I'd lose the only man. Why did I buy those blue pajamas before the big affair began? My boiling point is much too low for me to try to be a fly, Lothario. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one man my plan. I should have realized I'd lose the only man. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, found myself on the shelf. That was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away, will see me through like a charm till you're returning.
So give me something to remember you by.
When you are far. In the dark, and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together, dancing in the dark. What though love is old, what though song is old, through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine, dear one. Tell me that we're one. We're waltzing in. Of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. And we can face the music together.
Bing Crosby from 1931 with the song Dancing in the Dark, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz for the 1931 review called The Bandwagon. Before that, we heard Dick Hames and Helen Forrest with Something to Remember You By. They recorded that lovely duet in 1946, and it was featured in the Schwartz Dietz review Three's a Crowd. In the original, in 1930. And we also heard from Dinah Shore from 1947 with a song that was featured in their 1929 review, The Little Show, with score by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan. Well, you're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're celebrating the work of composer Arthur Schwartz. Perhaps not a household name today, but he was immensely respected and popular in the first half of the 20th century, writing songs for Broadway and then for Hollywood. And we're listening right now to songs that he produced when he was working with Howard Dietz, a very fine lyricist around at the time. And this is largely during the 1930s. And, of course, they did produce lots of music for revues and musicals at that time. And we're going to hear three songs from some more of these shows. Well, in 1932, Flying Colors was a very successful revue. And we will hear from that show the song Alone Together, in a recording made sometime later in 1947 by Beryl Davis, a very fine singer from the UK who settled in the US in the late 1940s. And in 1934, Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz wrote the musical Revenge with Music, and that featured a hit that went on to become very famous, You and the Night and the Music. And one of the nicest recordings of this particular song, I think, is done by Vic Damone in his 1959 recording. So that'll be You and the Night and the Music. And a third review that we're going to hear from is Between the Devil from 1937. Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz wrote the songs for this as well. And we will hear a later recording of one of these songs made in 1955 and brought to us by Frank Sinatra, accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And the song is called I See Your Face Before Me. Three more songs written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, and we'll hear now from Beryl Davis, Alone Together.
Beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong long as we're together. Starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear? Together, our love is as deep as. Great unknown, if we're alone together, our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great. and we can weather the great unknown if we're alone together.
Always could share the magic. Yes, if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me. That my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me.
We heard Frank Sinatra from 1955 with I See Your Face Before Me, written for the musical Between the Devil. Before that, Vic Damone with a very fine version of You and the Night and the Music that he recorded in 1959. And that was written for the 1934 Broadway musical Revenge with Music. And we started out with the lovely voice of Beryl Davis from 1947. Bringing us Alone Together, which had featured in the 1932 Broadway musical Flying Colors, all three written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz.
Proudly listener-supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
As schools reopen this fall, the health and safety of students and staff is our top priority. Elementary schools will have in-class instruction 5 days a week. The majority of secondary students will start the year with an adapted model of part-time classroom attendance. To keep everyone safe, steps are being taken to maintain physical distancing through the use of social groupings, lunch in classrooms, and limited interaction among students and staff. To learn about other health and safety measures in our schools, please visit ontario.ca/reopening schools, paid for by the Government of Ontario.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, we are listening to a few examples of the work of Arthur Schwartz, a very fine composer who started writing in the late 1920s and went on into the 1960s and beyond. And we've heard three songs that he wrote with partner in music, Howard Dietz, a very fine lyricist, and they had a very productive relationship in terms of Broadway shows and revues in the 1930s. Well, as I said, we're celebrating the work of Arthur Schwartz this morning. We've listened to a number of recordings he made with Howard Dietz. He also, in the later 1930s, began to work with other lyricists, including Dorothy Fields, and we hear an example of this in their 1939 collaboration, Stars in Your Eyes. So we'll listen now to some songs appearing in musicals that Arthur Schwartz wrote in partnership with Dorothy Fields. First of all, we will hear a song from Stars in Your Eyes, opened on Broadway in 1939, and at the time starred Jimmy Durante and Ethel Merman, pretty famous names there on the stage and in the entertainment field. The song is called It's All Yours, and it was recorded in that year, also the year in which the musical opened, by Artie Shaw and his orchestra. And again, we will hear from the voice of Helen Forrest. And then we'll go to 1951, to the original Broadway cast recording of the musical A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. The music provided by Arthur Schwartz and the lyrics by that Dorothy Fields. Well, the song is called I'll Buy You a Star, and we've heard it before on the show, but not by the original Broadway cast, where it'll be brought to us by this morning, Johnny Johnston and the Company. And another musical that the two wrote together was called By the Beautiful Sea, and it opened on Broadway in 1954. We'll hear a recording made in that year by singer Eddie Fisher with the orchestra of Hugo Winterhalter, Alone Too Long. Three songs written by Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields. Then we'll start with Artie Shaw and Helen Forrest, and It's All Yours.
Stop moping. The world, your oyster, ready to open. Oh, it's all yours. If it's health you want to call yours, or the wealth you want, the sun, the moon, the land, and the sea. Yours, it's all of it yours.
Come through the way you plan. One more chance is due to every man. One more chance, that's it. It's not too late yet. We'll be living on some grand estate yet, you'll see. An automobile so fancy gets some air. A coat made of sealskin is what my wife will wear. Sealskin isn't good enough.
ermine isn't good enough. Buckets full of diamonds aren't good enough to show you what you're worth. There's not enough to do. There's nothing on this earth good enough for you. I'll have to do my shopping up there. Star, but the best one in the sky. You'll have a cloud to sleep on, a cloud as light as an angel's sigh. A fine silver chain made from the rain of a summer.
Kiss you if I dared. I want to, but I'm scared. I should have known I've been alone too long. My lips are much too still. My arms have lost their skill. I should have known I've been alone too long. It's been years since I have whispered a foolish love word. And I'd be afraid I'd sing you a faded song. But if you smile and then say, darling, try again. I should have known I've been alone too long. But if you smile and then say, darling, try again. I should have known I've been alone.
you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to songs from the catalogue of composer Arthur Schwartz, a very fine composer who wrote mostly for Broadway and Hollywood in the first half of the 20th century. We've heard three songs that he and Dorothy Fields wrote together. We started out with It's All Yours from the musical Stars in Your Eyes, the version brought to us by Artie Shaw and Helen Forrest. Johnny Johnson and the cast of the original Broadway musical for A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And lovely tune, I'll Buy You a Star, with lyrics by Dorothy Fields and music by Arthur Schwartz. And we just heard from Eddie Fisher and Alone Too Long from 1954. And that's from the musical By the Beautiful Sea. Well, in the 1940s, Arthur Schwartz also began to extend his songwriting efforts to Hollywood. And he had songs appearing in several successful films, such as Thank Your Lucky Stars in 1943. And he and Frank Lesser wrote 12 songs for that film, and one of them was Oscar-nominated. And Arthur Schwartz earned a second Academy Award nomination in 1946 for the song A Gal in Calico, taken from the movie The Time, the Place, and the Girl. And he wrote the music for that, and Leo Robin wrote the lyrics. Well, in 1946, Arthur Schwartz returned to New York and began writing again for Broadway shows. Collaborated on the musical Park Avenue with Ira Gershwin, and he also got back together with Howard Dietz on a review called Inside USA, which opened in 1948. Well, we're going to hear a couple of songs from this time. We will go now to 1940 to the wonderful swing and jazz singer Mildred Bailey, and she's going to join us with a song from the musical review American Jubilee, released in that year at the New York World's Fair. Arthur Schwartz wrote the music and Oscar Hammerstein wrote the words. And the song is called How Can I Ever Be Alone? And then we'll go to 1947 for our next number and across the ocean to the UK to a very fine orchestra led by Robert Farnon. He conducted the orchestra and arranged the number A Rainy Night in Rio that appeared also in the musical The Time, the Girl, and the Place. The words were written by Leo Robin, and Arthur Schwartz wrote the music for that one. And Robert Farnon, as I mentioned, will bring us the orchestra, and we'll hear the words from Anne Shelton, a very popular singer in Britain at the time. Two more songs from Arthur Schwartz, and we'll start with How Can I Ever Be Alone with Mildred Bailey.
on a rainy night in June. What do they do when there is no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go for a walk? Do they stay home and talk, or do they sit and sigh? Aye, aye. Where do they woo on a rainy night in Rio? Where does a gay senorita say, si, si? Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss, and yet how tender can you get when you're beneath a wet palm tree? But what do they do in Mississippi when skies are dripping? And what are they doing when it's murky in Albuquerque? And what do they do in Tijuana when they wanna snuggle tight? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. What do they do when skies are dreary along Lake Erie? And what do they do when grass is dewy in old St. Louis? And what do they do in Tallahassee when a lassie says, all right? Well, that's what they do in Rio rainy night.
Robert Farnan and Anne Shelton with A Rainy Night in Rio. And before that, we heard Mildred Bailey, How Can I Ever Be Alone? Two songs for which the music was written by Arthur Schwartz, and that's who we've been celebrating this morning. Very fine composer, writing for Broadway and Hollywood from the 1930s through to, oh well, the 1960s and beyond. Well, we're going to hear two more songs from this very fine composer this morning. He did leave us a wonderful repertoire of music. And we will hear two songs written back in the, in the 1930s and 40s with his most frequent songwriting partner, Howard Dietz. We will hear Fats Waller from 1935 with the song called Got a Brand New Suit, featured in the musical of that year, At Home Abroad.
She's the reason I got a brand new tie and a brand new suit. When I'm with her, gotta look my best. Put on my tan shoes, brace pads, double-breasted vest. Gotta wear my stick pin, it's a tecla pearl. With that brand new tie, the brand new suit, it's a brand new girl. Thank you. fine design, a brand new suit. When I'm with her, gotta do my best. Put on my tan shoes, big fat, double-breasted vest. Like you only get that fit with her. It's Peg LaPearl.
Well, we are approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. And he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And we'll close out with Buddy Clark and a song he recorded in 1947 from the review Inside the USA. And the song is called Haunted Heart.
A ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. Then thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart.